pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the tribulation period that's coming, I believe it's close. And thank God that you and I, who name Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're not going to be here. We're going to be taken out of here, caught up to be with the Lord. The Bible even teaches us that we're to look forward to that, and there's a crown of righteousness waiting for all of us who love His appearing. That means when He comes back for us in the clouds, He's going to say, "Come up hither," and we're going to go up to be with the Lord forever. That is, those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, remember now, we're studying the tribulation. This is the seventh dispensation. But 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 says this: "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Well, I believe we look around us and we see perilous times. Things are getting rough. And we could say that it's been rough ever since the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary. But you go back to the beginning, when the devil came to the Garden of Eden, and we see that man, wherefore as by man, sin, one man, wherefore as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So we see that even from the beginning, that there was bad things going on. I remind you that the Bible does say, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death passed upon all men." Why? Because all have sinned. Please do not try to blame Adam for your personal sin. Well, he got us into this mess that we're in with sin, but we're responsible for our own sin. We can't blame Adam, because God has given us a choice. We're either sorry for our sin, we've trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, trusting Him to take us to heaven, or we're not saved. Thank God I am saved, and I pray that you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because times are rough, and it's going to get rougher. Jeremiah 30 and verse 7 says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Remember, as we are studying the tribulation period, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation is going to be peace and safety, and then sudden destruction. The last 3.5 years is when the Antichrist, the beast, will be revealed exactly for who he is. He is of the devil, and he's going to kill many people, be responsible for millions, I believe, people who die. Well, we've been reading and we've been talking about the judgments of God coming upon this world in the tribulation period. And we've been looking at the woes. Remember, there was an angel that said, "Woe, woe, woe." There are three woes coming. And we've been looking at those woes. And one of those woes is the vile judgments upon man. And the third woe is found in Revelation chapter 11, verse 14. It says, "The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly." The vile judgments upon man is what we look at here. And the seventh trumpet is the releasing of the seven vials, which is the third woe of Revelation chapter 8 and verse 13. It says, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." Well, I could never sound like this voice in heaven that's going through and saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." I could never do that. Now, I can raise my voice, but I would never have the authority that this angel is going to have as he flies through the midst of heaven saying this with a loud voice. Well, he says that there's three woes yet to come. Well, he says that woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. Three angels were yet to sound. Notice now, we've talked about this, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 2, the first vial. It says, and the first went, this is angel, the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. Well, once again, we see a terrible judgment falls upon men who have the mark of the beast. And then in verse 3 of Revelation 16, we see the second vial. It says, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. The sea becomes as blood. And I believe this is literal. It becomes blood as of a dead man. Everything, every living, every soul in the sea dies. Well, then we see the third vial. Revelation chapter 16, verses 4 through 7. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. That's what we need to remember even today, that the judgments of God are true. The judgments of God are righteous. And we should never criticize God for any judgments that come upon this world, upon the people of this world. We should never criticize God because He is God. He's an all-righteous God. He is the only God. He's the Lord God, Jehovah, and we need to worship Him in truth and in spirit right now before we even go to be with Him. One of these days, we're going to be with Him. That's those of us who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, we see in verse 1 and first part of chapter, the chapter 16, the first part of verse 6, we see that physical affliction seems to stem from spiritual apostasy. And God's judgments are absolutely correct, true, and righteous, according to verse 7 of Revelation chapter 16. And now we come to where we want to look now as something that we haven't looked at to this point, and that is the last four vials. And in Revelation chapter 16, verses 8 and 9, we see the fourth vial. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sea, or upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Well, notice this, that the fourth vial relates only to the sun. And the sun's heat increases with a great, intense heat. Men are scorched. They're seared, in other words. Think of that, seared by the fire of the sun. This would be intense heat. Now, those men and women who survive this judgment recognize that the judgment on the entire earth comes from God. But still, they refuse to repent. Well, the saints of God would not blaspheme God. So the implication of verse 9 is that saints in this period who are true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ will not suffer from this plague. They're not going to suffer. It's only those people who have never trusted Jesus, those people who have given their allegiance to the beast and the false prophet. In Revelation chapter 16, verses 10 through 11, we see the fifth vial. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented not of their deeds. Well, this is sad that man will not say God is right. Man blames God for everything. And that's happening even today, not only in the tribulation period, but men blame God today for things that go wrong in their lives. Well, how many of us who are saved, when something goes wrong in our life, how many of us say, thank you, Lord, for taking care of me? Thank you, Lord, for seeing me through this difficult time. How many of us praise God when the going gets tough? We, as saved people, we need to praise God no matter what we're going through. We need to praise God for everything that comes into our lives, whether good or bad. The bad, I found, is to help me grow and to learn something that God wants me to know. And so I praise God for everything that comes into my life. And, you know, I may not enjoy some of the things, but I want to praise God for helping me come through these things that come into my life that I just sometimes don't understand, but I still praise God. And that's the way we need to do according to the Word of God. As we look at these people in the tribulation period, they still shake their fists in the face of God and blame God for everything. Well, notice in verse 10 of Revelation 16, the seat of the beast. It's more than likely means the city or region of the beast. And once again, we think of Washington, D.C. It's been the seat of power for the United States ever since the country's birth. And then in verse 10, we see the ninth plague. It resembles that of Egypt, darkness. The fifth vial, darkness, pain, and torment. And as in the fifth trumpet, and in the ninth plague of Egypt, Exodus chapter 10, verses 21 through 23, there's darkness over the earth. And this is the only part of the divine, judgment. And as in both trumpet and vial judgments, there is also pain and torment. The wicked in their suffering are declared to gnaw their tongues for pain, a description of severe agony. The noisome and grievous sores inflicted in the first vial were, and in this judgment, aggravated and increased. And again, we have the sad note that they blasphemed God, the author of their judgment, of the judgments coming upon these people, and they did not repent of their deeds. Well, the scriptures plainly refute the notion that wicked men will repent quickly when faced with catastrophic warnings of judgment. It just doesn't happen. Now, I'm going to read the verses about the sixth seal. We will not get through this, through the whole study of the sixth seal, but let me read these verses. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. We'll look at that next time as we study this, the sixth vial, as we continue our study about the tribulation that's coming into this world, upon this world, God's judgment. And we need to be praying and asking God to save those around us. We who are saved, we need to ask God to save people before it is too late. May the Lord bless you as you are serving Him, telling others that Jesus saves.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.